Well, Chelsea Callery is with us with the Hiawatha National Forest, and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Hey, lots of snow now in the forest, right?
Yeah, there is a lot of snow. We've got some good buildup in those ski trails out there.
And I imagine you're going to see more and more people in the forest now that word gets out that, yeah, we finally have snow consistently now in the forest.
Well, we certainly hope that folks are heading out to those ski areas. We've been sharing on our Facebook page some photos and some trail updates just to let them know that some of the areas out there have been groomed and are ready for visitors.
Absolutely. It's really big for our communities near the forest too, eh? You know, the economics important this time of year.
That's right. Yep.
Okay, well, one of the trails is the Rapid River ski trail north of Rapid River, a few miles. It's very popular, very much used, and you have an event coming up there in a couple of weeks as well. So let's talk a little about, first of all, that facility, I guess, is for lack of a better word, and then we'll talk about the event.
Okay, sounds great.
So tell me, for people who don't know where it is, and there's several loops there as I've been on it, but some people may not understand just how big and how far back in the woods it goes.
Yeah, so the Rapid River Ski Trail is located 6 miles north of Rapid River, on Highway 41. If you're driving north, it's going to be off to the left there. And it does. It includes five classic loops ranging from 1 to 10 miles in length, has two ski skating loops, and a mile for snowshoe trail. So lots of fun to be had out at that trail.
Hey, we have Trails Day coming up, and I know we've for over the years held events there, and this year is no exception.
Yes, we are very excited to welcome everybody to the Winter Trails Day out at the Rapid River Ski Trail, which will be held on Saturday, January 25th from 11 to 3 p.m. So one of the great things about this event is that participants are able to use snowshoes and cross-country ski equipment free of charge to explore the trails. That is through a partnership that we have with one of the local businesses down there, the Brampton Bike and Ski out of Gladstone. So they will be able to share equipment for folks who want to show up. As long as they pre-register, people will need to call ahead to make sure that they show up with enough equipment for the day. And we are also excited because our partners, the Delta County Non-Motorized Trails Group, is going to be grooming those trails to make them open and ready for all the people who like to go and enjoy.
Now, is this for people who are already snowshoers or already skiers? Or what about beginners? Can you have beginners too? Who's this aimed at?
This is aimed at the whole gamut of people who would like to go and explore. So we will have volunteers out there who can help assist participants with getting their gear ready and start to teach the fundamentals both of skiing and of snowshoeing. And then, of course, for those folks who just want to go and enjoy but also have their own experience in the past where they feel comfortable going on their own, you're welcome to do so as well. So it's really aimed at everybody who wants to get out there and give it a try.
All right. Anything else you want to let people know about? I know you kind of mentioned that folks have to call Brampton Bike and Ski to let them know so that they can plan for their end of it, right?
Yeah, so Brampton Bike and Ski will be available for pre-registration next week, the week of January 20th through the 24th, between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And their information is on our website and in the news release there. So please do give them a call if you'd like to make sure that there will be equipment for you. And we do have a backup date this year set for February 22nd if something happens where the snow melts or we don't have good weather for this event. So please do keep an eye on our Facebook page to make sure that you are up to date. But as of now, we are excited for the January 25th event.
I can pretty much bet it's not going to melt, given the temperatures today, Chelsea. I don't think we have to worry about that.
Fingers crossed. I'm just planning for all eventualities here.
I know you are. Kelsey Callery with the Hiawatha National Forest. Thank you so much for being with us, and good luck with the event next Saturday.
All right, great. Thank you.